Honolulu Civil Beat's Kevin Dayton joins us from Hilo this morning with our reality check. And Kevin, your story today talks about Senator Brian Schatz's response to this VA report.
Hi, Catherine. Yes, it does. Senator Schatz put out a statement yesterday after the publication of the portion of the inspection report, basically saying that he was the way he worded it was that Avalon did not take the steps necessary to protect its residents and staff. And he makes the point that we've known all along the nursing homes and their residents were very vulnerable to COVID, and said, and this is a quote, "It's infuriating to see that basic inspection control practices were not in place months after the pandemic began."
Yeah, I know that there were calls by the senior advocates, you know, we need to have a rapid response team. We need to, you know, make sure that we've got safeguards in place because we're watching across the country and the world to see how it's just devastated homes where the frail and the elderly are housed. So, yeah, I can see, you know, Senator Schatz coming out with this. I believe it was Nick Ruby, a reporter who's based there in D.C., who had talked to Schatz about his concerns. And you know, he was worried that we weren't moving fast enough here on the local level.
That's correct. And of course, it's Senator Schatz also that asked the Departments of Veterans Affairs to send a team to Hawaii to support the activities at the Okutsu Veterans Home. The logic being that obviously they needed some kind of backup or support because the spread was just so rapid. And, you know, just to recap a couple of the numbers, you know, as best we know at this point, there have been 69 residents who tested positive, 23 have recovered, but 23 have died, and 32 of the 143 staff members tested positive. So we're talking about a very widespread infection rate within that facility.
And there are a number of eyes on this facility. I think Kuvehi had mentioned that, you know, we're waiting for another report to come up maybe today.
Yeah, I think one of the sort of intriguing things about the announcement that came out on Friday, the release of the documents on Friday, was it was not the state government who released the inspection report that was led by Veterans Administration and some folks from Tripler and from the VA. It was actually Avalon that released that report, and they did it in an interesting way. They released the report with accompanying rebuttal, line-by-line rebuttal, almost line-by-line, in which they basically made their case for them doing the right thing under very difficult circumstances. It's intriguing that there have been all these inspections that have been done of the facility, you know, which is in an obvious crisis, and yet the state government has yet to put out any reports, any of the reports that have been generated from the inspections. Instead, we have to hear what's taking place in that facility from Avalon, who is the operator, with an obvious interest in maintaining control of the flow of information. It's just really intriguing that the state government is choosing to do business that way.
Yeah, and you kind of have to wonder, because if, you know, Schatz was critical of the state not moving fast enough, here we've had, you know, these inspectors go in and we're still waiting for the reports. And then meanwhile, the death count just goes up.
Absolutely. And I think everybody, as Kuvehi mentioned, I think everybody's waiting for that Office of Healthcare Assurance and the inspection that they did. They were in the facility from September 9th to 10th with a follow-up on September 14th. We still want to hear what they found when they were going through the facility. The report that we recently received some information because Avalon gave it to us, that report was based on an inspection on September 11th. So apparently it's possible to pull together a report that fast and get it out to the public.
Yeah, when you have the other side, you know, rebut, I guess it reminds me of the legislative audits, right? You've got a critical report by investigators, but yet the agency has a chance to explain itself. And
which I think all of us would say that that's totally appropriate, that Avalon should have a chance to explain itself, but it's Avalon who's giving out the information because no one else is doing it.
Yeah, so I wonder if we're going to see any progress in the transparency and the speed of which the public gets told about what's going on.
I think when you have 22 deaths in a single facility under these circumstances, and I don't think anybody doubts that there could very well be additional deaths, I hope not, but the risk is very real. I think state government needs to be talking to the public.
And anything else that you're hearing, you know, with the county? I know Kuvehi was trying to, you know, reach Mayor Kim this morning, but was unsuccessful in getting any new updates today. But
you know, I would be interested, and we had posed the question to Senator Schatz. You know, as you know, Harry Kim had called for Avalon to be removed as the operator of the care home. That was more than a week ago. And we posed the question to Senator Schatz, does he agree? You know, are there serious problems with Avalon's performance? We haven't heard back yet about that inquiry, but I hope he steps up and says what he thinks in terms of whether the management of the facility has been appropriate.
Well, I know that we have always looked to our senior senator, Dan Inouye, to, you know, step in. And I know there's been some reluctance by our congressional folks to kind of hold back, you know, to see what our local leaders are doing. But Schatz obviously felt a need to step up and say something.
Absolutely. And to his credit, you know, he's, again, the person who has, you know, sounded the alarm perhaps earliest and with the most resolve in terms of bringing the VA in to try to get them to help and to deal with the situation. So I don't mean to be critical, but, you know, I think it is a fair question and something that people may want to know, which is, you know, does, based on the information that he has, is it appropriate to replace Avalon in the near future? I mean, I can understand in the middle of a crisis, maybe you don't want to pull the plug on a contractor, but, you know, what is the right way forward? What's the right way to handle this going forward?
All right. Well, thanks so much, Kevin.
Thank you. Take care.
That was reporter Kevin Dayton with today's reality check. Head to civilbeat.org to read his story.